May is Foster Care Appreciation Month. Joining us on this episode of our Community Corner is Jess Miller. Jess is one of the program coordinators with CFW Foster Families. Jess, good Monday morning. Good to have you with us on the Wink Wake Up Show.
Good morning, Barry.
Before we talk about foster care families and the needs, let's talk about CFW Foster Families, who you are, what you do.
CFW Foster Families is a not-for-profit, grant-funded program and a collaborative effort between Clark County, Frederick County, and Winchester City Departments of Social Services, designed specifically to meet the needs of our children in foster care. So basically, no matter the hour, our foster families are the first ones to respond to the agency's placement needs when children come into foster care. And by utilizing CFW, because we are a local program, the departments increase their chances of keeping our children in our community.
Tremendous need for foster families, huh?
Yes, we have over 130 of our children in care currently at this moment between the three localities. And of that, we have 39 families. Some of them are regular families. Some of them are kinship families, which means they're related to the child somehow. And those are the children we're currently able to keep in our area.
You know, one of the things that people don't realize is that some foster families end up adopting, so therefore you need new foster families.
Yes, that is one of the biggest reasons that we don't have enough foster families right now, because the children that they were fostering, their goal has changed to adoption, and they have decided to adopt that child and grow their family. Therefore, they're no longer a foster family for other children, and we need other families in the community to take their place.
So who can be a foster parent, Jess?
Well, if you are over the age of 21, you can be a foster parent with CFW, and you can be married, you can be single, you can be cohabitating with someone, you don't have to be married, and you have to be able to prove that you can take care of yourself and the child, and that process takes about 3 months, a little bit over 3 months, with all of the background checks and the home assessment that's done.
Excellent. And as far as what types of children you're trying to find homes, I guess it runs the whole gamut, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. We've got children of all ages that come into care, but primarily the needs for infants with a parent that stays home, so those children aren't old enough to go to daycare yet, or they have special medical needs and need to have a parent with them at all times. We also have sibling groups, so children with a brother or sister, or even sometimes our higher age groups, such as our teens. We have a difficult time placing our teens, and they've got a difficult time with that adjustment period as well. Because this is our Foster Care Appreciation Month, the Children's Bureau has been working to assist children in foster care for over 100 years. In 2016, Virginia increased the age that a child could stay in the foster care to the age of 21, assisting them through that young adult life process. And we have more than 5,300 Virginia children in care right now.
Wow.
So our state is struggling.
In parting, foster care, some people, you know, a flag goes up. Hey, these are not bad kids. These are just kids going through a tough time.
That's right. They just need somebody to walk that path with them, to feed them breakfast in the morning, to tuck them in at night, and to let them know that it's going to be okay tomorrow.
Well put. Well put. If they want information, Jess, how do they reach you at CFW Foster Families?
They can find us on Facebook at Foster Families of Clark, Frederick, and Winchester. Or they can find us at fcva.us/foster.
All right, Jess Miller, Program Coordinator with CFW Foster Families. Thanks so much for being with us on the Community Corner, Jess.
Thank you, Barry. Thanks for helping me get the message out there.